This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.888options.com. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Basic Options Podcast number 3. Option strategies for stock investors, buying calls.
This presentation is geared towards people who are kind of hip with investing in stocks. You've bought stocks before. So this seems to be a pretty logical place to start, I think, because this is the most similar strategy to buying a stock. A call buyer has the right to purchase the stock at the strike price, and he owns this right until the expiration date. For this right, you pay a premium, right? Okay, let's look at an example. XYZ stock trading $60 a share. You're bullish on the stock. You want to limit risk. So you buy a 3-month 60 strike call for $3 a share. Now, first of all, what's different here than simply investing in the stock? One of the big things that people are saying, you're tying up less money. Here we're paying $3 a share for the right to buy the stock. Well, let me ask you this. Why would you pay $3 for the right to buy the stock when you can just go out and buy the stock? It's trading 60. The right can go up in value. If we buy this call, let's take a look at what happens if we hold it until expiration. Now, we're going to fill in this chart. On the left-hand side are hypothetical prices at which the stock could be trading at expiration. Now let's fill in this column first. If the stock's trading 70 at expiration, what's the initial cost of this call? $3. If the stock's trading 50 at expiration, what's the initial cost? $3. No matter what happens, we've paid $3 for this call, and we're out $3. If the stock is trading at 70 at expiration, what is the value of the 60 call going to be? The option itself is going to be worth $10. So our total profit and loss, $7, right. If the stock's trading 65 at expiration, what's the value of the 60 call? That's right, $5. Our P&L is $2. If the stock's trading at 60 at expiration, that's right, the call has no value. So we end up, losing $3, right. If the stock's trading at 55 at expiration, what's our call worth to us? Right, it's worth zero. Whenever you buy an option, the most you can lose is what you've paid for that option. If the stock's trading 50, the call's worth zero to us as well. The most we can lose under any circumstance is $3. This is your classic call P&L diagram. Now, against the classic hockey stick has been plotted simply owning the stock at 60. On the x-axis are the stock prices, and on the y-axis is our gain or loss. If the stock's trading 55, we lose $3, right? If the stock's trading 60, we lost $3 as well. If the stock's trading 65, we end up making $2, right? So we're going to end up something that looks kind of like a hockey stick, right? Now, here's the trade-off that the long call affords you. If the stock is trading anywhere above the strike price, we have a line that runs parallel to the long stock position, don't we? But simply owning the stock always does a little better than owning the call, doesn't it? our break even for the stock is 60. If we bought the stock at 60, if it goes above 60, we make money. Below 60, we lose money. But the break even for the call is 63. That's because if we exercise our call, well, we end up buying the stock at 60, but we have to make back that $3 that we spent on the call. But now the trade-off comes below the strike. What happens if this stock ends up going to 30? You can lose a lot of money, right? When you buy an option, the most you can lose is what you paid for the option. Right, the most you can lose is $300. All right, so let's take a look at Philip. Now, Philip is a conservative investor. He sees XYZ stock trading at 60. Now, he has $6,000 in his account, but he's conservative, and he's concerned about risk. So what Philip does, instead of buying the stock for a total of $6,000, 100 shares, Philip buys one XYZ 60-strike call for $3, and he deposits the other $5,700 in a money market account. So what's Philip trying to achieve here? Yeah, he wants to buy the stock, but he wants to do it with limited risk. His total risk here, again, is $300. You buy an option, the most you can lose is what you paid for that option, but you have unlimited reward potential. Now, 3 months down the road, if the price of XYZ is above 60, well, what should Philip do? Well, there's one of three things that can happen, right? It can be, he can exercise it, it can expire, or he can trade out of it. Now, if he holds it until expiration, well, he can't trade out of it anymore. So if this price of XYZ is above 60, above the strike price, what's he going to do? Well, yeah, if he holds it until expiration, it's going to get exercised, and he's going to effectively buy the stock for, realistically, the effective price of $63 a share, right? Now, 3 months down the road, it's expiration, and the price of XYZ is below 60. What should Philip do? Well, the call is going to expire. So he has a choice. If he likes the stock at 60, he loves it at 50, right? Right? So he can buy the stock. Worked out for him. But maybe the picture changed a little bit. You know, maybe Philip thinks, well, you know, something happened that I didn't expect. News came out, and I don't like the stock anymore. Well, he can move on and choose another stock, can't he? All right. Let's look at somebody completely different than Philip. Let's look at Peter. Now, Peter's a trader. Peter likes fancy clothes, drives a fast car. All right, Peter's got it going on. Now, Peter, instead of buying one call and letting that $5,700 burn a hole in his pocket, he figures he can make a little more money. So Peter can buy 20 calls at $3, and he can risk the entire $6,000 that he has to risk. Now, what's Peter trying to achieve here? Yeah, Peter is using options for a different feature. He's using the leverage feature of options. Now, what's Peter's risk here? Yeah, Peter can lose $6,000. So he's got to think about a couple other things here, doesn't he? First thing he's got to think of is his profit target. Peter can't just think, okay, this stock is going up. He's got to think, well, this stock is going up significantly enough through my break even to make this worth it to me as a risk reward. If this stock only goes up to 62, Peter's going to lose some money, isn't he? He also has to take into consideration the time period, because this contract has a limited life. It's going to expire at some time, right? This stock has to make it through his break even before the contract expires. He's also got to think about, since he's a trader and not an investor, well, he's got to think a little more actively about a point to take a loss. Have any of you ever worked a stop order? A stop order is an order that you can put in if you own a stock or an option that says, okay, I own this here. If the stock or option drops down to here, I want to sell it and cut my loss. This is something that a responsible trader is probably going to think about doing because he has $6,000 to lose. He'd like to cut his losses at some point. So what's our motivation for buying calls? We're bullish on a stock, and we're an investor, and we want to limit our risk to a defined amount. In some cases, significantly less than what we would be risking if we purchased the stock. Or we're a trader, and we want leverage. We want to take more risk and try and get more reward. And both of these are valid reasons for buying a call.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
We hope this podcast helped you understand some of the reasons behind buying calls. Ready to learn about buying puts? Then please download OIC's Basic Podcast number 4, Option Strategies for Stock Investors, Buying Puts. And remember, if you have an options-related question, call us at 1-888-OPTIONS or visit www.888options.com.